Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions. This is what I believe to be the most powerful way to uplift your energy. It's not just about having more energy. It's about feeling happier. It's about responding to challenges in life in a more positive, relaxed, harmonious way. It's about having more will to take action towards your desired goals. This is focusing on what is called the spiritual eye, the point between the eyebrows. For those of you who don't want to think about this spiritually, let me break this down in other terms. What is the position of your body when you're sad, when you're depressed? It's down. And where your eyes looking? Probably down. What is the position of your body when you are happy or excited? Your spine is long, your energy is raised, you may be jumping, you may be raising your arms, you may be looking upwards, looking up to that point between the eyebrows. So very simply, you're going to tend to feel happier and more energetic and have more willpower when you're looking up to that point between the eyebrows. When I catch myself in states of extreme bliss, I notice that I am looking up at the point between the eyebrows. Or when I consciously choose to just sit for a little while and look up to the point between my eyebrows while I'm waiting in a line or bored or something, I look upwards and I start to feel very blissful. The other thing that is interesting about this part of the body is that scientists notice that when people use intuition, the prefrontal lobe is stimulated. So when yogis call the spiritual eye the seat of highest consciousness, what I actually believe is happening is that we are tuning into intuition by drawing our focus and attention there, which gives us more awareness about life, which is what I believe the yogis are really calling a higher state of consciousness. It's just having more awareness. No better or worse, but just able to see and understand more of what's going on in your life and tap into more creative solutions that you can use in your life to be more productive and effective, that you could use to heal health challenges as well. Something else interesting, when you look downwards, you're in what we could call your subconscious mind. That's your state of habit, good or bad habits. That's when you're on autopilot. Little trick, that's also where your eyes look when you're sleeping. So if you have trouble falling asleep, then under your closed eyelids, look downwards. If you're looking straight forward, that's what's known to be the conscious mind. That's what you're going to use while you're driving, while you're reading labels, while you're moving about in your daily life. But then we call the superconscious mind that space where we're looking upwards. Little trick here too, if you're meditating or doing shavasana, relaxation, at the end of a yoga practice, have your eyes gaze slightly upwards if you tend to fall asleep, and that will keep you awake. Imagine how energized we could be the more time we spend in that superconscious mind. You can simply Add that looking upwards when you're taking a walk, when you're meditating, when you're sitting and doing some breathing exercises. When you're sitting and working on your computer all day and you just need a moment of a break, then just take a moment and look upwards away from the screen. You just want to look up slightly, as if you were looking to the tip of a distant mountain way out in front of you. A little trick to find that more precisely, hold your arm out in front of you, stick your thumb up. Line the top of your thumb with the top of your head. Have your eyes gaze to the top of your thumb. So you'll notice it's not that high that you need to look upwards. If you spend too much time looking too high, you may give yourself a headache. So you'll know you've been pushing too hard. And think more of a relaxed, inviting and magnetizing energy upwards rather than a forceful push. Be careful not to cross your eyes and pay more attention to focusing your energy to that point between the eyebrows, which is more important than necessarily visually looking up to that point. So if for some reason you can't maintain the eyes looking upwards, or you're driving and you need your eyes to be looking forward, then just focus on centering your attention at that point between the eyebrows. And go ahead and touch it right now with your fingers to help you feel and tap into it. Yeah. And imagine that you're sending a blessing from your finger into that point. And then relax your arm and tense all of the muscles around that point. And relax. Tense again. And relax. Now, if you can sit somewhere in a comfortable sitting position, legs relaxed and spine long, sitting forward on your chair so your spine's really upright, close your eyes and gaze just slightly upwards at that point between the eyebrows. And then feel free to follow this visualization. Concentrate at that point between the eyebrows. Visualize there a tunnel of golden light. This is a spiritual eye meditation from a book called Awaken to Superconsciousness by Swami Kriyananda. Now mentally enter that tunnel and feel yourself surrounded by a glorious sense of happiness and freedom. As you move through the tunnel, feel yourself bathed by the light until all thoughts disappear. After soaring through the tunnel, as long as you feel to so do, visualize before you a curtain of deep violet blue light. Pass through that curtain into another tunnel of deep violet blue light. Feel the light surrounding you. Slowly, the tunnel walls disappear in blue light. Expand your consciousness into that light, into infinite freedom and bliss. Now there is no tunnel. There is only the all-encompassing blueness and bliss of infinity. At last, visualize before you a silvery, white, pointed star of light. Mentally, spread out your arms and legs, assuming with your body the shape of that star. Give yourself to it. Embody, mind, and soul, as you surrender every thought, every feeling to absolute self-existing bliss. Bliss cascades gently over you like a waterfall of mist, filling your heart with ineffable peace.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens, or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.